The current economic recession has caused many Americans to change the way they do business. One group that's facing a difficult challenge finding its footing in the new economy is artists. But as Soo-Yun Lee reports, many of them are finding out that there's strength in numbers online.
Sculptor Stephen Dirks used to spend most of his work time outside, welding abstract objects. But lately he's been indoors, also working, but now in front of a computer. Through his Facebook account, he's coordinating meetings with possible buyers and fellow artists for upcoming shows. It was the recession that forced Dirks to look at the internet to promote his art.
I have a lot of galleries that represent me that are going out of business. And it seems like every time I look, you know, there's another gallery in Tucson. One this week is closing. One of my galleries in Bisbee is closing this week.
As a result, Dirks lost 80% of his income, and he is not alone.
The economy has impacted the arts community in a painful way.
Roberto Bedoya directs the Tucson Pima Arts Council, which is facing a 25% budget cut.
I'm starting to see some staff reductions and furloughs. I'm starting to see reduced programming activities. The upside of it is I'm starting to see partnerships. I'm starting to see a stronger feeling of collaboration, the attitude of what can I do together that I can't do alone.
Dirks did just that, forming a new partnership and a new gallery.
I began an art marketing group called TRAC, Tucson Revivalist Artist Coalition, and that included some artists that really needed exhibition space. We promote the gallery in non-traditional ways as well. We rely on the artists to do the promotion. So it's really a grassroots marketing strategy. We don't just put an ad in the paper and hope for the best, or send out a card and hope for the best. We involve everyone personally in that strategy.
TRAC member Carolyn Anderson used Twitter to promote their opening, and she was amazed at the results.
We had between 225 or 250 people, and we didn't do any paper advertising. We didn't do any mailings, you know, any kind of like, you know, postcard kind of things. Everything was done on Facebook or email or Twitter or, you know, just word of mouth.
Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter are some of the most popular social networking websites that are providing new opportunities for business promotion. We turn to our own web expert at Arizona Public Media, Joy Langang.
Social networking websites are websites that have been designed to help end users engage other end users. Whereas with a traditional website like CNN, you go and you read a news story produced by CNN. With Twitter, for example, you would go to find out what your friends are doing and to let them know what you're doing.
Jason Catter-Henry is the station's other web expert. He took a look at websites for Stephen Dirks' gallery.
It's called Tweet Tucson, so I can go there now. And this is their Twitter page. Not only are they using it to announce events, but they have artists posting things for the community to read. And so if I wanted to find out what they were doing, they've got this follow button, and I can just click it, and it will now follow. So anything they post will now show up on my homepage, so I can aggregate that. So it's very much like the old phone tree, where you call and you call two people, four people, and it spreads like wildfire. And you can see that this organization currently has 335 followers, and if each one of them only has five, you can see how big a message can get out very quickly.
So far, so good, according to Dirks.
My sales are up considerably. On a regular basis, we have people coming in that had seen things on Facebook or on Twitter, so our walk-in traffic has increased exponentially.
He also says the new way of advertising art changes the dynamics between artists and galleries.
I'm finding that traditional galleries are relying on social networking, especially during difficult economic times. And an example of that is that my gallery in Santa Fe, for instance, now has access to my client base through Facebook in Tucson. Gallery will actually take on the artist more as a partner in their marketing strategy and less as their traditional role of being subservient.
But this isn't just about money. This success also reflects our need and desire for beauty in our surroundings, even in these difficult times. Here again, Roberto Bedoya from Tucson Pima Arts Council.
When I look at the theater community and the performing arts community, they're telling me they're having an increased number of ticket sales for one-time buyers. And it's not the visitors. It's the local people who need a break. They need a time out. The subscriptions are going down. People aren't buying a season. I mean, the economy sucks. You know what I mean? There's no way around it. You know, but you need a little like, okay, what am I going to do and to feel good about life? And art gives you that experience.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Suyan Lee.